Well, the Hash House Harriers started before the Second World War with some British soldiers, residents over in Kuala Lumpur. And basically, they were just out for a bit of exercise. And then, when you have exercise, you get thirsty or hungry or whatever, so they'd meet for a meal and a drink afterwards, sort of thing. When the Second World War broke out, they scattered around the world and hash scattered around the world. So there's now well over 1,500 different chapters all around the world, 150 or so in Australia.
We've just gone for a walk here. It was about 5 Ks around the streets of Wodonga, and you've all been calling each other nicknames. Can you tell me a bit about that?
Where the origin of the nickname came from, I don't rightly know. It's just an accepted tradition amongst hash that you don't really know who you're out on the run with, so you don't need to know their name, but you need to know and be able to call them something. So, yeah, I'm called Bandit for visually obvious reasons, but you know, different people are called different things.
The Hash House Harriers traditionally sort of run, and there's a lot of people. This one is quite small, and we were walking. Was that ever any
We're
different?
old. We're old. Yes, it certainly was different. Sort of, when I started back here in the mid-80s, we all were a lot younger back then, and we'd run. The fitter people would run. I'd run. I'd walk. I'd run. I'd walk. Sort of thing. So it's not a serious running group. Harriers are serious runners, but the Hash House Harriers are out there for the company, the camaraderie sort of thing, rather than the physical exercise. But we all do what we can, sort of.
And traditionally, there was also the use of chalk and calls, and there was a hare. What's the significance of that?
Basically, it was just so that one person would be responsible for each run. They'd set the course, they'd organise the drinks afterwards, they'd organise the meal afterwards. And it was just if somebody was late getting away from work or whatever, they'd go to where the on was, where the run started from, and they'd have a trail that they could then follow to catch up with the pack, if they were physically able to catch up with the pack.
Do you yearn for the good old days of the Albury Hash?
I certainly do. We're getting a bit old, decrepit now, all of us, but there's still those amongst us that would like to go for a run. I'd still like to go for a run, walk, run, walk, run, walk. But sort of if we were to get some younger people along, then maybe we would get some running done as well.
How would you get young people along? Do you have a strategy for that?
No particular strategy, but hopefully your bit of publicity here might entice us, maybe even yourself back to come for another hash run with us.